This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. For people who've experienced armed conflict, no aspect of life remains unchanged. Intimacy, getting a good night's sleep, even a trip to the mall. Here's author Phil Clive reading from his collection of short stories about life in and after combat. Here, a Marine comes home to North Carolina after 7 months in Iraq.
So here's an experience. Your wife takes you shopping in Wilmington. Last time you walked down a city street, your Marine on point went down the side of the road, checking ahead and scanning the roofs across from him. The Marine behind him checks the windows on the top levels of the buildings. The Marine behind him gets the windows a little lower, and so on down until your guys have the street level covered, and the Marine in back has the rear. In a city, there's a million places they can kill you from. It freaks you out at first, but you go through like you were trained, and it works. In Wilmington, you don't have a squad. You don't have a battle buddy. You don't even have a weapon. You startle 10 times checking for it, and it's not there. You're safe, so your alertness level should be at white, but it's not. Instead, you're stuck in an American Eagle Outfitters. Your wife gives you some clothes to try on, and you walk into the tiny dressing room. You close the door, and you don't want to open it again. Outside, there are people walking around by the windows like it's no big deal. People have no idea where Fallujah is, where 3 members of your platoon died. People who've spent their whole lives at white. They'll never get even close to orange. You can't, until the first time you're in a firefight or the first time an IED goes off that you missed and you realize that everybody's life, everybody's, depends on you not screwing up. And you depend on them.
Phil Clay is a writer and veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps who served 13 months in Iraq. His debut collection of stories is called Redeployment and has been nearly universally praised for, as the New York Times Sunday Book Review put it, capturing the ways the conflict splintered the psyches of the men who fought it. It was recently nominated for a National Book Award, and Phil Clay spoke to us about his book when it was released in March. You attended Dartmouth College here in New Hampshire. You then joined the Marines, served in Anbar Province for a year, moved to New York City, got your MFA from Hunter. When in that process did you start writing these stories?
I started the first story in 2008, not that long after I got back from Iraq. I think you come back from going overseas, and there's just a lot of questions in your head, a lot of memories that you want to work through and think about, and experiences of that either you had or that people that you knew had. And I think writing the stories was, and writing that first story in particular, was my entry point into thinking about these questions more deeply.
Is that why you wrote them in the first person? It's as if you were putting a little buffer between yourself and the stories.
Well, you know, I wanted to have a range of perspectives. It was very important to me to do that. I didn't want to come back and write the sort of, you know, this is how it was, I was there book. And I have nothing against those books, but just Iraq is such an incredibly complicated range of experiences for the people who serve there. And, you know, everybody goes and they have what they went through, and then they come back and they think about it, and they think about it in different ways, and they interpret it through, you know, through their experiences and the ideas that they've had. And I wanted to have all these different narrators who, in one sense, they'd give you a kind of composite view of the war, but also who would argue against each other. I thought that was very important for allowing the reader to kind of, you know, look at these different experiences and the different claims that these narrators are making, and then, you know, kind of critically engage with it.
Yeah, we do get narrators with a range of rank and age and experience and I think education in many cases.
Yes.
You were a public affairs officer in Iraq, which meant that you probably interacted with a real array of Marines and others. I'm wondering if that position as public affairs officer helped you channel the voices in your book.
Of course. I mean, it's an odd job, and I ended up, I ended up traveling through a lot of Anbar province. I ended up doing everything from, you know, going out with National Guardsmen on their way to meet with Iraqi police or do a patrol, and to sitting in on the battle update assessment briefs that went to General Odierno. And so you get a pretty wide range of interactions with a lot of people doing a lot of very different things. And that definitely went into the book, and I wanted to do justice to a lot of the different people that I had met, and just the variety and complexity of what the war meant, and also what the variety and complexity of what it meant to come home from it.
Back in 2010, you wrote an article for the New York Times, and in it you wrote, "Though I continue to tell stories about Iraq, I sometimes fear that makes me a fraud." I'd like to dig into that a little. You were there.
Sure.
You served. Was it not enough not to be seeing action in the same way many of the Marines were?
It's a complicated thing. You know, there are all these little subcultures in the Marine Corps or in the military in general. And then, you know, one of the things that we think about in terms of war is a proving ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back, who has the right to talk about war? You know, is it the guy who's seen the most action? Is it the guy who got blown up and you know, was seriously injured? Or is it all of us? Should we all, you know, even citizens who didn't serve or didn't go overseas, should we be talking about war and critically engage with it? And ultimately, I feel that we all need to talk about these subjects. I think it's critically important that we do, but I think you need to do that with a sensitivity towards the type of experiences that you're talking about.
We're speaking with Phil Klei. He's a writer. He's a veteran of the Marine Corps, and he's the author of the book Redeployment. It's a collection of stories from the perspective of several Marines serving in and also returning from Iraq. A lot of these stories do center on soldiers returning home. Now, what was that experience like for you?
My experience was I think, a lot easier than most folks. As I said, I was a staff officer. I'd lived near a surgical facility where you'd have, you know, Marines, civilians, insurgents coming straight from the battlefield. And so you'd see things. And then I take a flight home right to New York. And I'm walking down Madison Avenue, and there's just zero sense of world war. It's very strange. It's very strange to be living, happy, comfortable life, going to grad school, when you know that people that you'd worked with or were friends with are deeply engaged in war and sometimes getting injured.
Yeah, so few Americans in aggregate really did experience this war. I'm trying to imagine that, what it must have been like for you. You know, there in New York City, you're in a writing program, people are sort of developing fiction, and you're thinking about, you know, stray dogs, you know, lapping up the blood of casualties on the street. I mean, what was that experience like for you? Over and over again, one of the things we hear in war stories or conversations with soldiers is that they understand something about each other that nobody else can really understand. What was that experience like for you? Did you have anyone to share it with?
I'm skeptical of that notion.
Tell me more.
You know, it's funny. Of course, there's a big disconnect. I went straight from the Marine Corps to, you know, MFA, and it's a different culture. I remember, you know, very early on, a buddy of mine, Bill Chang, sort of saying like, hey, you know, we should have lunch. And then at lunch goes, you know, Phil, maybe you should tone down the way you express things in creative writing workshop, because it's a little different from the Marine Corps. But one of the things that was tremendously important for me writing the book. So I had civilian readers. I knew a bunch of guys at the NYU Veterans Writing Workshop who were very important for me writing the book and working through these ideas and reading drafts. But civilian readers were equally important, and I think that's something that is easy to lose sight of. There are things that, because I was so focused on the veteran experience, that I had blind spots I didn't know about that civilian readers could point out to me. I think, you know, the notion that, you know, only the veteran has a voice in this conversation is really a really problematic notion, right? Mm-hmm. Because first off, we as a country go to war. The Marine does not issue himself orders, right? It's something that we do all together. So we're all a part of this. And then secondly, just interpersonally, I think there's a real value in talking to other people with experiences unlike yours who can offer you perspectives from a different angle that you would have never thought of. And that was crucial for me writing this book. And you know, because everybody has narratives about themselves that they'd like to believe. Veterans are no different. And, you know, you get an outside perspective, a smart, engaged, respectful but critical civilian reader, or just somebody to talk to. They can offer you perspectives that are important that you never would have gotten otherwise.
Phil Klei, writer and veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, served in Iraq from 2007 to 2008. His debut book of short stories is called Redeployment. You can find a link to more on the book at wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us for this special Veterans Day broadcast of Word of Mouth. If you do like what you heard, there is plenty more to listen to at wordofmouthradio.org. And please tell your friends. After all, the best suggestions travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Spread it around and join us for more of Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.